Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Dr. Love is one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies. He will be discussing the Love Healing System and how to heal your emotional baggage, a system he has developed over the past 40 years. To learn more, please visit DrEricLove.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Well, welcome everyone to Healing the Heart, and I'd like to begin with a prayer from Dr. Murphy. Divine law and order govern my life. Divine right action reigns supreme. Divine success is mine. Divine harmony is mine. Divine peace fills my soul. Divine love saturates my whole being. Divine abundance is mine. Divine love goes before me today and every day, making straight, joyous, and glorious my way. And a shout out to Anya, who is now in Casablanca, and certainly wish I could come and have dinner with you there. And Mark and Helen Jane in England. And Marklin, who is having dinner at a cool restaurant, hopefully, in Paris tonight. And Commander Richard and his lovely wife, Magda. And Bobby in New York City, soon to be free of all disease and soon to be a farmer slash healer deep in the Appalachian wilderness. Carol, who is escaping to her girl cave in the basement of her home in icy Chicago. And Sandy, shout out to Sandy, who is desperately cleaning through her storage in sunny California and who happens to find from time to time buried stored luggage and baggage in her old boxes. And Donna in L.A. in her new healing center. And shout out to sweet Denise, who, even though she has lost the use of her body, has a spirit that all of us should envy and copy, seeking to heal herself, pay off her karma, and move into God's divine plan and healing for herself. And in the words of Denise, the train has left the station, and I'm on the train. So we have a wonderful show tonight. We're going to have Kathy Sconia with us in a little bit. But before we do, I want to introduce what we're trying to accomplish here on the show. The system of healing that I am teaching is called the Love Healing System. And basically, it involves going into the mind and healing the issues and the baggage and the garbage in the inner self, in the mind. When you enter into the mind, the first thing you're going to find is the subconscious mind in the inner world. And because we all think we need to change the outer world and conditions, and we don't really realize that we need to work on ourselves and change the inner self, and then the outer will become a mathematical reflection of what we're coded and programmed with on the inner self. Einstein said, imagination is more valuable than knowledge, because you become what you think about all day long. So the first level is the subconscious. The second level of healing the emotional component is the Bach flower remedies. Bach wrote, suffering is a corrective to point out a lesson, which by other means we have failed to grasp, and never can it be eradicated until that lesson is learned. So there's a certain lesson that our soul is trying to teach us. And then suffering is beneficent and for our good, and if rightly interpreted, will guide us to our essential pulse. Now that's from Dr. Bach. And the healing of the disease, it comes about as we begin to heal our faults. And I can publicly state that for those of you who have to put up with me, I'm now officially taking the remedy for being critical and for being dominating. So hopefully that'll make things a little easier, guys. But the Bach doesn't heal you. You have to learn to heal yourself. And Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me, she says the action of the remedies is to trigger and catalyze you to go ahead and heal and resolve the issues that you're dealing with. And then on the level even below the Bach flower remedies, the character defects and the spiritual defects that we carry is what the ancient Chinese call the underworld ghost river, which is the SAF level, where you actually work through your traumas the traumas of the Shadowlands deep inside of you. You actually work through it. Listen to what I'm saying. It's very deep. You actually will work through your traumas. Alexander the Great had so much trauma, he had to drink himself to sleep every night. And George Washington was in terrible, terrible emotional pain from all the abuse that he took as a child, all the criticism. So the SAF helps us to deal with what the Bible calls the iniquities of the father are visited onto the children for the third and fourth generation. So here I'd like to welcome Kathy, who is going to talk to us about the genetic code and about the new book that she's getting out, The Origin of Genetic Behavior, to actually explain how it's set up, what the natural laws are, that where the iniquities of the father are visited to the children of the third and fourth generation. Kathy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Barely. Could you talk a little louder?
Ooh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Scream into the phone.
Honestly, you can't hear me very well?
Well, maybe it could be my,
ooh,
my Bluetooth.
Okay.
Here. But I can hear better now. I can hear better.
Okay.
So,
all right, yes.
So
that earphone,
I had asked.
Hi,
well,
hi, Dr. Love.
And hi, Kathy. Kathy's one of my favorite people in the whole world. Kathy is an accomplished author, accomplished historian, has written books that will make your hair stand on end. And we had a long discussion for books about the Jesuits in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And
yes.
Kathy is the mother of SAF and the wife of the wonderful Joe Scogna, who developed the SAF and has been publishing his books. And we're so
yes.
honored to have you here.
Well,
and,
thank you. I'm really, really happy to be here, Eric. And I just want to tell everybody that Eric knows an awful lot about Bach remedies. He, you know, often gives me a formula to take. And yesterday he gave me one and I took it and it was just fantastic. So I had a headache and it went away. And yeah, so he's great.
Thank you.
So thanks.
Let me just say,
Yeah, SAF stands for Self-Awareness Formulas. And these were originated in the 1980s by Joe Scogna, my late husband. And back in the day, he had a computer system on the Apple IIe when nobody else had computers. IBM didn't even have computers out yet, no PCs, nothing. There was no memory. In those computers, the memory was on these giant 5.5-inch floppies, and practitioners were mostly in the United States. I think there might have been one in Canada, and he spent his time writing books. I don't know, 50, 60 books, a lot of papers, and when he left, it was kind of up to me, which one do I do first, what do I do first, and one of the first ones I did was the Self-Awareness Formulas, The Secret of SAF, and that's the one that Dr. Love uses with his SAF work. Should I put the commercial in now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What the heck?
All right, so you can get it on the website. That's www.lifeenergyresearch.com. And it's $150, but today for the listeners, or this evening for the listeners, I'm offering it for $75, and that includes shipping if it's being shipped to the U.S. If it's going to Canada or Europe, have to add another $25 on the price of that. So I think you can go right to Dr. Love, and you want to give them that information?
Give me a call, and then you.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll send it to you. Let's see, 406-585-0774, or you can email me at medicinewind.11@gmail.com and ask for the Secrets book, and that to me is the main book on SAF, and it's
right.
the book that I ask my students to get.
Okay. So where Joe started on all of this was in the Promethean, which is the periodic table of elements. Sounds kind of dry, but what he did was he pulled in all the ancient healing arts, Egyptian, Chinese, Greek, used their healing herbs, acupuncture, and wanted to make the periodic table of elements come alive, considering all of the different modalities that were in use over time, and including Western medicine. So each element is listed, what happens when it's out of balance in your body. He was really into finding the balance, you know, and the flow to make a person's life more balanced. And you can find out what happens when it's not balanced, and then there are explanations in there for how to balance it, either food or herbs or pressure on certain points on the skeleton or the hand or the foot or the head, and then different colors of light that can be used to balance. So this is really, it's a book, it's got legs, let me tell you. It's all over the world. Every sound.
Well, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kathy is doing, finishing up The Origins of Genetic Behavior, and she read to me her preface to that yesterday, and it just made my hair stand on end, and it will really explain, yeah, it touched me deeply, made me want to mm-hmm. cry, and it explains, her brief preface explains this statement, the iniquities of the father are visited onto the children for the third and fourth mm-hmm. generation. Could you read mm-hmm. that, Kathy?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, but let me just say, it started with the Promethean, and then he developed SAF out of that. How can we use the Promethean to help people get better? And it's all tied in with the origins of genetic behavior, what's locked in our DNA. So, okay, I will read that. Joe published The Origins of Genetic Behavior in 1985. In the years since then, scientists worldwide have been exploring and making discoveries in DNA, which holds, of course, genetic information. And in 2009, the National Institutes for Health, which is run by the U.S. government, or they get funding from there, they vowed to map the entire human gene in the Human Genome Project. So just as the discovery of fingerprints overturned investigative work in the past centuries, crime scene analysis has changed dramatically with DNA discoveries. And we have the really popular television crime shows CSI and NCIS that provide dramatic renditions of true life scenarios. This type of physical DNA is saleable. Big companies have jumped on the bandwagon and valuable patents are being issued. Physical DNA samples can help find criminals, identify human remains, and track medical histories and family lineages. The gene, to a biologist or a chemist, is the functional and physical unit of heredity, which carries information from one generation to the next in a direct line, such as skin and hair color, height, and some diseases are examples. And it's been said that human DNA is like a biological internet. However, according to Russian scientists, only 10% of our DNA is physical or biological. Only 10% is used for building proteins and for tracking crime scene information. So what of the 90% that remains? This, according to scientists in the lab, is of quote-unquote unknown composition, and it's not being addressed because there's no money in an unknown substance. At present, it's called junk DNA. You might have heard that term. And it's ignored by most Western researchers. And yet the Russians are moving ahead with their own research on this 90%. Human DNA is so much more than a biological internet. Joe Scogna lectured and wrote about DNA RNA in his teachings and books and the connections between the elements, genetics, and the SAF chain. Knowing the then-emerging computer science, he was familiar with its ROM and RAM aspects, and he nicknamed part of the DNA our RAM chip, the random access memory chip we all have and can learn to access. In 1984, he wrote, "To a chemist, DNA is very rigid. The DNA addressed with SAF is accessible through very intense mental and spiritual conditioning." The rigidity that he pointed out is the purely physical structure that can be seen and mapped with instruments. The DNA that Joe wrote about was not just the physical DNA, but rather the holistic DNA, the body, mind, and spirit DNA of humankind and all life energy forms in the universe, all of this stored in our very own RAM chip, random access memory. When understood in this context, the entire composition and view of DNA changes. We see the inherited personality traits, our own emotional traumas, and the emotional upsets and behavior patterns of our parents being acted out in our children and grandchildren, and the genetic plans and blueprints that we've been bequeathed from ages past to understand and process. Yes, our DNA can be changed and altered in so many ways by our own environment and our adventures and misadventures in life. And then I have a quote here from Joe. The actions of the DNA and RNA are necessary to put the whole system into operation. The specific fluids that surround the DNA are in precise quantities, which can be translated by a crystalline mirror-like structure, like a laser beam, throughout the entire system. Thus, the passages of processes, whether these are electrical, electrochemical, or purely chemical, can follow a precise mirrored blueprint. And that's the end of his quote. So what is the language of DNA that is sent by crystalline structures much like a laser beam? It is the vibration of frequency to include sonic waves. This entails audible sounds, words read, spoken, or sung, thoughts, emotions, and other emotional radiation, as well as telepathic messages from a distance. What the reader will find in this book is the body, mind, and spirit DNA of humankind. We are products of planet Earth. What the Earth is made of, the elements and those energy fields, is what we find in our own bodies and energy fields. What has occurred on the Earth from the beginning of time, with its geological transformations and eras, with its progression of creatures and energies needing protection, all this has been left as tracings within our DNA. The gravitational, radiational, and magnetic flows in the solar system, the beginning of life in the seas and on land with those biological tracings, and the sounds, utterances, language, and the history of our species is recorded as well. We are products of our ancestors on a cellular level, going back to Neanderthal man and even earlier, with all their beliefs and behaviors intact, and products of our environment, learning, people, places, and events, as well as being products of what we eat, breathe in, and drink, all to be discovered by intense mental and spiritual conditioning. At the conclusion of one seminar, an attendee remarked, "This is Genesis. We are studying Genesis, and the whole world will be affected." This is really an awesome study, the Handbook for Human Healing. That's wow. my working forward.
Wow, Kathy, that is so deep. Thank you. Let me ask you, I was trying to look it up, and I just had to stop so I could listen because it was so deep what you were reading. Louise Hay said that this SAF system is light years ahead of any other therapy on Earth.
Right.
She said something to that effect.
Yes, yeah.
So let's talk about...
Blow your mind. It is light years ahead of any other kind of therapy, and she really recommends it to anybody who wants to release old patterns.
Yeah, and that's Louise, the famous Louise Hay, who wrote You Can Heal Yourself, or whatever it is she wrote. So let's talk about what SAF actually is. What is the system of therapy that it actually is? What is a SAF chain?
Ah, okay. Well, we create them by a questionnaire or by infrared. And we do have infrared now. I don't know if I had told you that, Eric.
I think you did. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, again, as I said, this was with the Apple IIe computer in the past, but it's all been updated. It's all online. And based on, there are three questionnaires online, and what you will do is complete a questionnaire, and it'll come up with a chain of numbers. Those numbers relate to certain organ and gland systems in the body, and it tells us which ones are stressed the most.
Let me ask you this. Why would stress or trauma go into an organ?
Well, because that's where the DNA is. Those are our protein structures. And everything is recorded. I mean, the good, the bad, the ugly. every event we ever have been through, and anything, everything is recorded. There is a recording in there. Yeah.
A recording, and the recording would be the unresolved trauma of the event, right? Or
well, it's the good ones too. I mean, it's all good events and bad events. So, you know, I know there was an ice cream story about somebody wanted to get an ice cream cone, and they're all excited, and they go to the ice cream store, but on the way they're in a car accident. So there's the ambulance, the siren, and next time somebody says, "Hey, you want to go for ice cream?" Oh, I don't know. You know, there's all these other images there that are kind of stuck. So I know what you do is you do a lot of work. That's really the unseen part. We're talking about things that are invisible, you know.
Keep going.
Most of life is invisible. You know, it's invisible energies. And in the past, you know, when we look back at the ancients, we think, well, what could they know? They didn't even have a microscope. No, they knew an awful lot. The Greeks back about, I think, 600 BC, way, way long ago, they came up with the idea of the atom. Well, they couldn't see it. Nobody could see it for more than 2,500 years. But they decided there was a basic building block in the universe called an atom. They even had a name for it, and it's the same one we still use. They couldn't see it. So they had a great imagination. They had great abilities that, you know, often we've lost. We rely on people to tell us what's going on and what is true.
Let me interrupt for a second and ask you a question.
Sure.
And you heard my joke about the atom, that you can't trust atoms.
Yeah.
You can't trust atoms because they make up everything.
Right, right.
That's from Dr. Kolb. She told me that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's talk about how, and I know about the ice cream truck because I gave a hat to a little girl. And she had been sexually abused by her father. And I gave her a present, close your eyes, and here's the present. And she opened her eyes, and it was a baseball cap that fit her. She was a little girl. And all of a sudden, ooh, everything went.
Oh.
And the mother said, he used to wear a baseball cap when he abused her.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so you probably saw that hologram, or you wish you had seen that hologram in front of her. You know, her mental image that she's, you know, the big boulder that people walk around with, you know, with their stuff.
Right. And this is the deeper.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the deeper level, the deepest level of your stuff. The underworld, Ghost River, the great traumas that we carry. And this system, I'm telling you, everybody listen to me. This system, you can resolve your traumas. Not only just bring them up, you can resolve them. Because when you do your SAF session and when you go to bed at night, you sleep like a baby because you've already worked the stuff through. Let's talk about a couple organs and how the karma of the unresolved trauma goes into organs. Like, not the stomach.
Okay, well, you know, this is, again, according to SAF, and I know that you work with it, so you would understand this. But the stomach, okay,
yeah.
Digestion, it sounds like foods we eat, but it's anything that we take into our system. Can we digest it? This could be concepts, ideas, thoughts, not just food. So you can have upsets of your digestion from something in the environment, you know, somebody yelling at you, or you can't digest that.
That you're taking in, trying to digest it, and you can't digest it.
Right, right. So that's what the stomach is. And that's number four in the system. There are 24 different organ and gland systems, and the digestive system is number four.
Let me ask you why there's 24. But first, if anybody has a question, you're welcome. I'm sitting here, and I got my internet running, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. That's medicinewind.11@gmail.com. You can send in a question, and we'll try to answer it. So Kathy, why is it there's 24 organ systems?
Oh, boy. Let me see. Well, Joe took the periodic table of elements, and there's 64 levels, pressure levels, And there is another chart that has not been published yet, but it's how you can enter into SAF and find out what the elements are that are unbalanced. The whole thing of SAF is to provide balance, you know, find balance in your life. So Joe came up with the 24 systems. That's all I can say about that.
Well, I'll tell you what I learned from Garcia when I studied with him.
Uh-huh.
He said that the in fact, Dr. I forgot her name. She was a medical doctor trained at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
She studied the SAF with us, and there were these studies done at Hiroshima and Nagasaki where mm-hmm. everyone's organs degenerated at a certain order. The first to go was the thymus,
oh, okay.
and second was the heart, mm-hmm. and et cetera. And she had said that she had actually seen those studies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he did study those, but the order that had happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the U.S. government went in and did studies, and then they also did studies on cattle afterwards, because atomic energy was brand new, and bombs and radiation, and what the heck was that stuff
right.
anyway? You can't
right.
see it. And but this is called the secondary order, because the primary order is what happens. I'm getting out my little book over here. The primary order is what happens with an atomic bomb, like what that is. But what Joe found
right.
is that we live on planet Earth at this time and place, and we're affected by the moon and the stars and the sun, the other planets. You know, an astrologer knows this. And so the secondary order is the order that we have with SAF. But it is based on the sun and radiation.
Okay.
Joe wanted to do was he wanted to read what Einstein read, because he didn't want to just take Einstein's word, this is the way it is. So he went all the way back to, you know, way back to the beginning, you know, to the Greek philosophers and
right.
come up with this, yeah. So, there are 24 systems. And, of course, according to medical science, there's many more than 24 systems. But these
right,
are the ones
right.
that Joe used.
Let me ask you, let's talk about a couple others real quick. The liver. What's the problem with the liver?
Well, the liver, the emotion for that is sadness, and the condition, like its function, is transmutation. So it's interesting that you brought that one up. We take food in, the liver takes it in and has to change it, transmutate it into something that's usable by the body. So if we're talking about an idea or something that's coming in, that's kind of the role of the liver as well, not just on a physical level, on a body-mind-spirit level. And with the liver, when that appears in a chain of numbers, it's similar. We look out there and we see something that we want to have in our environment, in our life, and it isn't there. So that's the sadness, but that's the liver
okay.
condition.
Okay, what about the heart? What's the karma with the heart? If the heart comes up
well,
and...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, if the heart comes up, there are issues with love. For example, being denied love. The heart's purpose is to run things for the body and to have things synchronized. So if that comes up in a chain, you would say, well, my life isn't synchronized. You know, I'm getting all red lights. I'm not getting green lights like I want.
Right.
Kind of
so the SAF actually will show you what's going on, what the patterns are,
yes.
say, with
mm-hmm.
the heart or liver, and then give you the solutions to them, which is just
right.
too cool for school.
what about the
brain? What's the karma
brain,
with the brain?
Okay. Okay. And there's a difference between the brain and the mind, definitely.
Yes.
The brain is number 12. And it's also the brain and the nervous system, because they work as, you know, one unit. So a person
yeah.
might be have excess electricity. They might be nervous. Things seem complicated. They're not simple. And it has to do with time. So if it comes up in a chain, the person might be nervous. There might be something that made them nervous. And we can tell approximately what age these events started at, which is
wow.
amazing.
Cool.
You can find the pattern, and you can say, you know, do you want to know when this pattern started? And you can get the approximate ages.
Okay. Now, let me ask you now, just for a couple of minutes, tell us, because I've been itching to get the story, when the FDA charged into Joe's office with guns drawn or whatever, the dramatic machine guns or whatever.
What was the story with that? Well, the story was we were in Pennsylvania, and it's highly, you know, medical city, you know. I mean, they have so many medical colleges and close to Washington, D.C. But, you know, when you have any kind of a company, we had a homeopathic company and the computers that were being sold, and you have to register with the FDA and the state of Pennsylvania, which we did, and they can come in at any moment, at any time, not in the middle of the night. I mean, they'd have to come. But what happened is Joe was away, I was away, and the building was locked. It was a giant school building. Well, pretty big anyway, had eight or nine different classrooms. It was an old township school building. And so the doors, the main doors and everything were locked. So there's a knock on the door, and it's the FDA, and the one gal who was there says, "I'm sorry, nobody's here. You can't come in." Oh, dear. So then they were really ticked, and they came back in with the state and the FDA, and they're swarming all over the place, and they wanted they were just picky. Just picky, picky, picky. So were shut down, and Joe immediately went over to New Jersey and, you know, started up again while we waited to see what they were going to decide. And at that point, homeopathy, of course, is grandfathered in. And the reason that the AMA came up with the FDA in the first place was to wipe out homeopathy. But it's grandfathered. It was here longer than the FDA. So one of them, I don't remember which one, one only wanted numbers on the bottle. The other wanted a name that had nothing to do with what the product was recommended for. And so we had to do labeling. We were the only company in the country that had to do relabeling. And then I think in 1992, that was a few years after Joe passed on, there was a law that was passed. Homeopathy is okay, and now you can get it at any health food store, but back then,
right,
it was tough. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that. Hey, okay, one other thing, and that is I wanted to talk a little bit about the Z reaction, which is a big thing in the secrets of genetic behavior. What is Z?
Okay, well, Z for it's an unknown as far as mathematics. The Z process is the way that the DNA is programmed, what it's programmed with from the beginning. Gosh, it's so deep, Eric.
Well, I think basically
it's an overload. So it's an allergy.
Right.
This is how Joe got started.
Doesn't Z stand for zombie? Like the zombie reaction?
Well, it stands for a lot of things. I mean, it was the seventh letter of the Greek alphabet, and it meant I am. So there's an aliveness there. There's a beingness there. In mathematics, it's the unknown. In electricity, it's resistance. And it's also zombie, Z for zombie. So it's those unknown entities that are inside of us kind of making us do things the way we were programmed to do. And, you know, we might do something and go, God, that didn't even sound like something I would do. What is this? You know? So that is the programming that's in the DNA, in the RAM, the random access memory that we can find out about, and we can make connections. And
so in other words, like you're just operating on automatic as a zombie,
exactly.
In other words, like numb, like
yeah.
When you're numb.
Like a zombie, yeah. And mostly, I mean, humans are obsessed with zombies. There's so many zombie books and movies. I think there's a new movie coming out. There's always something zombie, and it's like, yeah, there's a little measure of truth in that because we all know that we have a little zombie mechanism inside of us, and that's one of the things that the self-awareness formulas helps people with.
Is to become conscious of where we shut down and go numb.
Correct.
And just operate off of old patterns as opposed to operating off of what we want to become and what we want to be and who we really are.
Right, yeah. So, you know, one of the things, when we think of allergies, it's like, yeah, it's May, and, you know, I'm sneezing because the roses are in bloom, and that's one type of allergy. But there can be an allergy that has to do with electricity, a radiation allergy. So if you're around, you might be very sensitive to electricity, and when you get near a microwave, oh, you just kind of get even more nervous. Or psychic people are very sensitive to electricity, and sometimes they can't have anything electric in their house.
Right.
I don't know if you've run into anybody like that, but they're out there.
Oh, yeah. I've got a student in, I can't think it was Norway, and he's like that. He turns all of his electricity in his house off when the nighttime comes so he can sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they feel it as a drain. It's draining their system. It's blocking the electrical structures of their own self. And because the electricity is what runs the human body. So if you get excess, if you're very sensitive to that, then you're in trouble. So one of the things that the origins of genetic
Which is
behavior,
a book that you've got. Are you offering the electricity book still?
Oh, well, I do have a
Project
Isis, The Fundamentals of Human Electricity. That's available on the website. I can't give a special price on that because it's, I can't.
But that's a cool book. Anybody who wants it, it's a cool book.
Yeah.
It'll it's very deep. Very deep.
Yeah, now that one's $29.95, yeah.
And that's about how...
That one's good.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Well, that's about how the electrical nervous system works, right?
Right. Yeah, down through the ages, you know, that's an excellent, excellent book. So let me just get back to this origins of genetic behavior. So we know that we have five senses, right? You know, sight, sound, etc. This book outlines 128 sensory channels that we humans could be using. Some of them we're aware of, colors, things that, but some you aren't. Some of the more clairvoyant people probably are in tune with a lot more than others. So it's an awesome book. It really is.
So those 128 sensory channels is how we intake trauma, right?
Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. Yep.
And that trauma then impregnates into the organ systems as recording devices, right?
Right, yeah, like gravitational forces, planetary, radiation, the different colors, the different sounds, and how they're connected, protein. So, you know, this goes back to the beginnings of planet Earth. We have enough in our DNA collected from really the beginning of time. I read recently that a large part of our DNA is from Neanderthal man. No surprise to me, you know, because that's where it came from, you know, where that's where we're from. But there's also information in there on birds and fish, because we've had run-ins with birds big giant bird, you know, dinosaurs or whatever, and fish, and how fish...
Oh, so you mean like traumas? Like recordings of traumas we had with giant birds and stuff. Cool.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, you might get something like that, Eric. I'm not really sure if you do, you know, when you're working with people. Because I know you do a lot of work with SAF and the dichotomies.
Yeah.
And again, let me just say that that's in the Secret of SAF book. And if anybody's interested in working those, Eric is an excellent person. And I am offering
book
for $75. Yes?
Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome. $75. Yeah, that is such a deal, let me tell you. And
$75
with
free shipping.
And free shipping if it's in the U.S. Yeah, but I know you have a lot of people in other countries that might be on the line right now. And I would also like to extend that $75 to the Prometheon, if anybody's interested in that. That's one of the foundational books, and it's awesome. And, of course, email me and Eric if you're interested in the origins of genetic behavior. I know a big thing is, when is it going to be out? And I'm on the final, but then I'm going to do the layout and the typesetting and everything. And
we want you to take it down and not stress yourself on that.
Yeah.
It'll be ready when it's ready. It's
right.
Really deep and profound work that you're doing.
It is, yeah. So one of the go ahead, sorry.
Well, let me do a quick commercial on my school.
Okay.
And
okay,
read my little poem, and then we'll just yap and jap the last 5 minutes. How's that?
Okay, sounds great. I love your poem,
okay,
by the way.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. First, my commercial. My school,
okay,
the Academy of Healing, a one-year training, and we give a certified homeopath, certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. I sit beside you and teach you personally 1 hour per week and help you personally guide you personally through your own inner child work, your healing your own shadow side. I give you remedies and guide you through the doorways and the gateways of your own personal healing for a year. And we talk every week. We could skip a week here and there. And I teach you how to do the wonderful SAF that we're talking about tonight, so you can do it on yourself, then your husband, and your friends. And I teach you how, and I'm also going to begin teaching people to become master teachers, where that you yourself can then certify students underneath you through the Academy of Healing and have students that yourself that you're working with through the Academy of Healing, which we can talk about if you call me. And then I teach you the wonderful alignment technique where you muscle test the feet and then hold a few points in the forehead and behind the head. And most people will just come right out of pain, including people been in pain for 10, 15 years. It's just really too cool for school. Then I teach you how to become a master healer through diet. We use Dr. Lorraine Day's program and the blood type diet, which I can tell you more about if we talk personally. And then any of you that want to do private sessions, we can do that, and I can send you the flowers. So I wanted to read my poem here, and then we can just yap and yap the rest of the time. Time to wake back up again. Time to wake back up again. Wash the sleep out of your eyes and start to feel your soul again. The breathing of your lungs, the gentle pulsing of your heart. It's time to start to feel again, like when you were a child and you could really feel real deeply to the starlight of your truth. The smells of new mown grass, the flowers of a mountain pass, the smell of rain that's soon to come, the air upon a desert night that's filled with shooting stars and moons and galaxies in space that whisper softly who you really are, and all about your inner self and how you really feel, your truth, the truth of who you really are and what it is you really feel and know, and how you can become the person you're supposed to be.
Beautiful, Eric. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I looked at today.
Mm.
Well, because the key, one of the keys to the healing is you got to start feeling. You got to start feeling your emotions, because the emotions and the feelings will guide us to the place where we need to resolve and work on stuff. And our whole society is more, you know, into doing stuff and getting stuff done and being intellectual and stuff. And we kind of push our feelings aside.
Yes. So if I can just say one other thing, or did you want to keep talking?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'll put that aside.
Okay.
It got me feeling here, so I'm sitting here in the desert night trying to feel here with the stars overhead and
way out
in the middle of nowhere by the railroad tracks, hoping a train doesn't come by. And on your side, you were telling me, I just hope I don't get a phone call.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, that's beautiful. It's a wonderful poem. I love it.
Thank you. So what was it? What was it you wanted to talk about?
Well, Joe used to give these seminars, you know, at the office, and he had one called the Superman lecture or whatever. And you know, he would ask people, "What is it we're trying to do when we're trying to, you know, fix the energy of people?" And you know, they'd say, "Well, we want to get healthy, and we want to, you know, be in tune with the universe, and better nutrition." And you know, somebody would say, "Total awareness," and he'd go, "That's it. It's total awareness. That's what we want. Because if we had that, we'd have everything. We'd have all the rest." And he considered that at the top of the chart, super animation, unchained spirit, and that was at number 1,000. And this was the Übermensch of Carl Jung, or Superman. And then he would ask them, okay, what are some of Superman's abilities? And everybody get excited. He can stop bullets in midair, and he can leap over tall buildings and fly and defies gravity, x-ray vision, can see through all matter. Very strong. He can move the earth. He can reverse time. And, you know, Joe was like, yeah, well, who wouldn't want those, you know, to have superhuman abilities, et cetera? I mean, if we had total awareness, we could bring about incredible healing. And he said that I want to let you know that this is not a pipe dream, but it's probably not what you think. It's not that we should want to be like Superman, but that we used to be superhumans. We are a race of supermen and superwomen. We used to be up there at the top. And, you know, if you read the Bible, you find that many of those people lived to be 900 years old. And what the heck happened to us?
It's true, because we're in the dark age. And in the Kali Yuga, the dark age, people, you're lucky to get 70 years out. Kirpal Singh, who was the director of the World Fellowship of Religions, said that in the Golden Age, people lived 100,000 years. Mm-hmm. In the age below that, I think it's a Copper Age, people lived for 10,000 years. And then the Methuselah age, the age in the Bible, people lived 1,000 years, and now we're down to just 70, because there's all these secrets that we haven't discovered. Mm-hmm. And I have a train coming by that's agreeing with me on that.
He would talk to the people, and he would say, okay, so what happened to Superman? He had all these abilities and talents. He could fly, etc. And his knowledge of chemistry was lacking. He didn't know much about kryptonite, did he? That stuff scared the heck out of him. So even Superman, with all those abilities, had vulnerability and areas of knowledge that he needed to explore. And so each of us can be super animated humans, and what's getting in our way? So what is it that made Superman weak? Kryptonite, and it was an allergy. So Superman was allergic to kryptonite. What is it that we're allergic to? What makes us less aware? What makes us weak and not have the ability?
Well, and that's our baggage. Yes. We're allergic to our baggage,
right? Right. And so
the unresolved trauma.
Allergies. Okay. Well, that's roses and hay fever. But no, it's anything that makes us weak, that makes us less aware. A traumatic event, and it doesn't have to be major. It can be, but it could be something minor. Even eating is traumatic for the body. So if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, that you don't digest, you know, the body kind of goes into this hyper mode. And at those times when you have less awareness, that's when you're programmed in, you know, when you get a program written. And then you start acting like, you know, like a zombie. So every program that you run has obstacles. You know, if you're working with clients on improving their energy and their abilities, you have to take the work really seriously, because it's a serious business, you know, and you got to go.
Okay,
for the
Kathy, let me ask you this. We've got about 3 minutes, although I look here on my thing, and Don's going to notify us here in just a...
Okay.
We've got 3 minutes, okay.
Okay, yeah.
If you could say anything about SAF that you would want to tell the whole world, what would that be in a few minutes or less?
get started. The way to start, really, I mean, what are you waiting for, right? This is awesome. I mean, you can help people make connections with, find their patterns, you know, if they're in some kind of risky behavior, or even if they're not, if they're just kind of bored with life and they don't know what they're supposed to do with themselves, give it a try. Find out, you know, maybe you're allergic to something that, you know, some energy. You know, if there are people in your life that are draining your energy, we call that an energy thief. You know, find out who those energy thieves are. And
well, tell us about what an energy thief is. That's really cool. Tell us about what that is. Organ number 13, yeah.
Well, that's the adrenal glands is number 13, so it's our fight or flight. But if we get into a situation, we can either stand and fight or we can run away. And if we do nothing, we're kind of like this little puddle on the floor, and we've lost our energy. So it's
right.
Not that they're bad. It's how we reacted to it. So find out what those things are, people, places, and things. It can be a place, can be work, can be foods.
A place can
be,
steal our energy. A location can
steal
our energy.
Location. Absolutely. So I would like call attention to my website, which is www.lifeenergyresearch.com, and there's a section on there for the books. And I did want to say also that the old Apple IIe computer system is up online, and it's used by practitioners. It's in the cloud, I guess. That's what you would call it. So it can be accessed 24/7 from any place in the world. We're in like 26 or 27 different countries now. Oh, it's just awesome. And so it doesn't matter what kind of computer they have. You know, if they can access the internet. Well, in the old days, it was you had to have, you know, a certain computer. But now you don't.
So we'll have to talk about that. And I think it's really cool talking organs with you, because there's 24 organ systems that these traumas get stuck in, or these karmas get stuck in. And each one is a different, because they also do that in acupuncture. They help you with the emotional component through helping run the energy flow through the organs more organized.
Right. And, you know, there are other systems out there like EFT that they do a certain kind of tapping on your arm. The problem is that it doesn't hold, because the person who's getting their arm tapped, they don't make the connection themselves. With SAF, it's very specific. You know, there is a certain age when something happened, and it's a certain emotion. And on a piece of paper, it's kind of flat, and the person goes, "Whoa, how did it know that about me?" And each person is different.
Right.
We are so unique. And you will never, ever have the same chain twice. Never, ever. Even twins don't have the same chain.
Well, and yet, and see, these other systems, like, and I don't want to criticize Scientology and EFT, the tapping and stuff like that, but you don't really work through the issues yourself. You got somebody else tapping you or fixing you or something, which doesn't allow you to actually work through the issues and resolve and learn what it is that God's trying to teach you.
Exactly.
Because anytime you got healed, God's trying to teach you something. You got to learn something.
And you have to do it yourself. It's up to us to figure it out. It's like personal responsibility is unbelievable. I mean, when were we told we're supposed to turn everything over to a doctor? He doesn't know us. You know, it's just kind of silly. But
I don't like to criticize doctors, but you know about the guy goes to the doctor and the doctor says, "I'm sorry, sir, you only got 6 months to live." He goes, "Oh, man, but he's broke, didn't have any money, can't afford to pay the bill." So he goes ahead and gives him another 6 months.
Right.
It's too much about money and not about healing the people.
But it really is our responsibility. And, if you know, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but try and figure it out yourself first. And certainly don't take all those drugs that they want you to take, because what does that do? That makes you unconscious. And then I've just explained
it brings back the it brings a Z reaction in.
Exactly.
You turn into a zombie when you're taking drugs. And one of the first laws of healing is, in order to get healed, you have to get off drugs. Well, how do you get off drugs? Well, take the flower essences and go to your doctor, mm-hmm. and as you begin to heal, have him take you off the drugs.
Right. And I just want to say that it wasn't until 1997 that drug companies were allowed to put ads on TV. And if you look at those, the only way they could do that is if they put 10 counter effects on. And so, this stuff is so wonderful. Oh, and by the way, you might have a stroke, you might die, you might become a compulsive gambler. If you really listen to what those side effects are, you'd never take the stuff. So
right.
That's all recent, and it's really programmed people into thinking, I might have, a label, or maybe I want to find out what my label is for the medical community. And I don't think you do. Just, take care of yourself.
Right. What we need to do, we need to clear out the character defects, being so darn dominating and so darn critical and so angry and hateful and resentful, stuff like that, and then go and clear out the traumas that we carry, the unresolved stuff from the sexual abuse and being in the war in Vietnam and being from a dad who criticized us and tore us down so much. We need to heal the issues and the baggage of our life.
Right. And, you can access that information. I mean, that's our RAM, random access memory. And that's in
our DNA. It goes into the DNA because that's mm-hmm. where the traumas are filed.
That's where they're stored. Correct. Yeah. In our protein structures,
right.
And that's our organs and glands. So, it's awesome. Well, I'm going to have to come back because I can tell we're going to have to talk more.
Yeah, we got to go through the organs. I would love to have you back, and we'll just take a day and run through all 24 organs.
Yeah,
we'll set the place on fire.
Maybe we could.
We could. We could do them. I bet we could do them. And what we didn't, we'd come back next week and finish.
Okay,
get it on record.
Right. So I'm going to say again, The Secret of SAF, $75. You can't find it for that price on the website. So either email Eric at medicinewind.11@gmail.com or email me, KM Scogna. That's KM as in Mary, SCOGNA @AOL.com. And we'll tell you how you can get it. Okay? So this is for listeners et cetera. No,
and also, any of you guys want my two books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself, they're $35 for both, and by calling me or emailing me, I can set you up to get those two e-books.
Okay, sounds great, Eric.
And if anybody wants to study with me in the one-year course, that's available too, just give a call. And Kathy, you are beyond wonderful. You're my favorite girl.
I
love your style.
I enjoyed tonight.
I love your heart.
Thank
I love
you.
Your shoes. You're the best.
Thank you.
You're the best. I'm so honored
Thank
to know you,
you
and work with you. And I love, love, love what your husband did. Bringing this Dr. Matthew Baggett, a cardiologist I worked with in L.A., he said, I just don't know how Joe channeled all this information. He said, I think it was just God just gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe was probably the only one who could channel this information in. The man who could turn at the very end of the basketball court and throw a basketball all the way across the court to hit the bullseye.
Oh, that was unbelievable. That was a demonstration of Joe knowing the Z process and using it to his advantage. Absolutely.
Really?
So I have that in the book. I have that in the book. I put that in the book.
Too cool.
So
Too cool.
I'm going to come back when the book is done.
Okay.
And tell people more about it.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
And Don is so sweet. My engineer there, Don Newsom, he... Well, we'll go a few more minutes. Thank you, Don. He's so sweet. He let us go. He came on and said, go as long as you like. So we'll go a few more minutes. And is there anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to say about the SAF? I mean, if you could tell the world the bottom line of, because you've been working with SAF quite a long time now.
quite a long time. Yep. Well, let's see.
What do you want to see SAF become? Where do you want it to go?
A household word. I would just really like people to try it and learn how to use it. That's what it's there for. It's there to help people. And I think I've made it simple. I think I've simplified it in many ways. That the SAF Simplified book I put together to be a simple version and very self-explanatory, and that's available on the website as well. But I know that, Eric, I know that you work with people with the secret of SAF, so that's a super-duper price tonight.
My goal is to get it into the home so that everybody has it, mm-hmm. everybody uses it, and when the poop hits the fan, you go, well, I think I better go do an SAF session, and then you go and do the session, and your stuff resolves. That's what blew me away about SAF, is that all my stuff resolved.
And, you can do a chain on anything that's getting in your way. So I was having a hard time coming up with the cover for this book. And it was like, oh, it's driving me crazy. I can't finish the book. I don't know what the cover's going to be. I mean, silly, right? So I did a chain on it. And I don't have it in front of me, but what happened was it wasn't really about the cover of the book. It was about covers that people present, to society, like the front that they have and that kind of thing. And it went back to something in childhood. And it was... It's hard to explain how it happened, and it was like, oh, okay. And then I forgot about having troubles with the cover, and by the next night, I was in working on the cover, and I figured out the cover. So it's almost like, well, did that come from the chain? Well, the chain didn't tell me what to do for the cover. It just released all the blockages that were in my mental makeup that I couldn't get through, and it suddenly came to me. So it almost becomes like second nature. And that
it's a way you resolve the problems of your life. Like the other day, if I interrupt. Well, the other day I had someone shooting at me. I mean, not literally, but emotionally, she was shooting at me, and the bullets were flying all around me. And I was going, "Oh my god, this is horrible! I better do some SAF." I did some SAF, and then it stopped. I'm not getting the bullets anymore.
Oh, that's good. Those are figurative. Bullets, metaphorical bullets, people.
What Shakespeare said, a woman's scorn is something about that. I mean, I use it for whatever. Anytime I feel pressure, anytime I feel weight, anytime I feel heaviness, anytime I feel physical problems. Like I've had 11 or 12 whiplashes. I have no pain. At the last whiplash, I went to the chiropractor, but I said, man, this hurts. I better do some SAF. I did the SAF. The pain left. I've never really had pain since.
Hmm.
I mean, whatever is presented to me that is karmic, that's really heavy, that I can figure out what the lesson. I mean, if I start getting toward pain again, I'll do some more, and then it'll blow up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to...
I have a blog on the website. It's the Life Energy Monitor. And one of my favorites was traumas and a Turkish proverb. And he burned his tongue on the soup, and now he always blows on the yogurt. So that's just an example, but it was written down for all time because this was, this is an example of somebody that burned their tongue, it was written into the guy's DNA. So every time a bowl of anything came, he's blowing on it as if it's hot soup. And so it doesn't have to necessarily be, a major trauma, although if you have traumas and each of us has had a traumatic upbringing,
Right.
I mean, there's things that we didn't like about how we were raised, or sometimes we just kind of act out and it's, what? Where did that come from? I don't know. And if it bothers you enough, do a chain on it. Find out where it came from and what the parameters were back then, because it made sense back then. It might not make sense to you now because you're a grown-up, but there was another case of I was doing a seminar, and one of the men volunteered his chain, and I think in the... in the core was anger. So this was an anger chain, and it had resulted in issues of the heart, number two. And he was like, yeah, that's it, you know. And it turned out his wife had left him and cleaned out his house and his bank accounts, et cetera. And so I said, well, how old are you, Dennis? And he told me. And so I figured out that before the age of seven, something happened where he felt anxious. And he said, oh, I wanted the box of 64 crayons, and I only got eight. And everybody was like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. But what it set up for his whole life was a feeling of he was not worthy. He was not worthy of getting those 64 crayon box. He only got the eight. And then he didn't have, you know, he didn't feel worthy to have a wife who respected him and treated him right and whatever. So it kind of just set up his whole life, at least in that one particular thing.
Because it was so traumatic to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Traumatic to a seven-year-old kid, that's major. To us, like, crayons, you know. But to him, that was major. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I had a woman who had been sexually abused in satanic ritual sexual abuse in L.A., and she, we were going to do a demo of SAF just to do one dichotomy and show people kind of what it was like. And before we began, I said to her, I said, hun, I said, if we did not do this session today, how long would it take you to resolve this material? And she sat for a moment and said, this is what she told everybody. She said, unless I had the SAF to do this session, she said, I would probably never get this material resolved for the rest of my life.
Never. Yeah, I believe that.
Never. Yeah, that's how deep this is. It's mm-hmm. actually capable of doing the job. Mm-hmm. So when I was in L.A., the women who had been in satanic ritual, sexual, and torture groups as children, God mm-hmm. bless them, those women learned the SAF, learned the Bach remedies, and they were able to handle all their own healing to the point that they told me they would even quit going to a therapist. And they did all their own healing by themselves on themselves from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologists
have said that doing the one questionnaire, one chain, they can get right to the core issues of a person that it might have taken a year of therapy work, talk back and forth, you know, talk therapy, might have taken a year of that before they'd get to the real crux of the problem. So that's true.
Yeah, Woody Allen said, you know, I'm giving the analyst another 5 years, and if I haven't noticed any results, I'm firing that guy.
Let me tell you, that guy Woody Allen needs to go to therapy. Holy mackerel.
God bless him.
Oh, boy.
God bless
anyway.
Him. Well, he probably was in therapy the whole time. That's why he writes about it.
Yeah.
So I love the SAF. I mean, I cannot tell you how much I love it because it has done so much to me. I spent my whole young life when I was young being depressed and having anxiety and having fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, as I sit here and talk to you, I have no fear, I have no anxiety, I have no depression.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a happy camper who's very peaceful. I love my life. I love myself. I have peace of mind. And what the ancient Chinese call harmony in the core. And the SAF is a big part of that because as karmas come up, I can resolve them. I don't have to bear them anymore. I don't bear anything. If something comes up, I say, oh, this is nasty. I better do some SAF and get this thing resolved. And I do, and it resolves.
Great. That's wonderful, Eric. That's wonderful. And I know you do a lot of work. There's so many women out there with sexual abuse issues from their childhood that I don't know what the percent is, but it's high. It's like, oh, how can this happen, you know? But I just want them to know, if there's anybody listening, that there is help. Help is available. Dr. Love does a lot of work with that.
Well, thank you. And being a teacher and teaching through the Academy of Healing, what I'm looking to do is put you in your power where you can handle yourself. You can handle these karmas yourself. You don't need a therapist. You don't need anybody. Once you learn the system, you can do all this work alone on yourself. That's what those women did who had been in satanic abuse. Once they learned the Bach and the SAF, they're able to do their own work and heal their own self.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like an impossible thing. You could think that somebody could heal their own stuff, but it's just that it's all about money. I mean, healing is all about money. They want to keep you coming back. They want to keep you paying. I sat under a tree,
exactly.
And this guy had flown helicopters in wars in the Middle East, and I said, I never heard of those wars. He said, you never will. They were covert wars. And then he said something to me I'll never forget. He said, war is all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God. And I looked at him and I said, disease and the pharmaceutical is all about money, too. He said, yeah, it
right,
is.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't actually want you to get better. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a vested
so
interest
this is,
in you. Keep coming back, you know? Yeah.
Right. Right, and what I want is I want you to be free of having to work with someone is so that you can go and be your own healer, because it's one thing to, you know, go to naturopathic school and learn how to heal everybody else. It's another thing to learn to heal yourself.
Right, and one thing that's very important for SAF practitioners is to continually work on your own chains, work on your own energies and,
yes.
and things, because that
yes.
helps you help other people. And you know, that's so important. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, and the doctor's always sicker than the patient. And you do chains on yourself, right?
I do, yep.
And I do chains on myself, so we're actually doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're living the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And if you inherited millions of dollars and you were sitting on all this cash, but you're not healthy and you don't feel
exactly.
peace inside,
mm-hmm.
you know, what does a profit man gain the possessions of the whole world, lose his own soul?
Right.
The health is the greatest wealth. And
yeah.
the health needs to be in your hands. And the SAF is a major tool that I teach. It's the big guns that you bring in. It's the really big guns. It's like bringing in the Navy SEALs, you know.
yeah.
bringing in the British
yeah.
Navy, you know, with their big guns.
Yeah.
In order to get the job done, it's hard work. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. job. You got to bring a lot, so you got to expect that you got to mm-hmm. face your own demons. But the nice thing about SAF is that when you go to sleep at night, you'll sleep like a baby because you've done the work. And that's why I tell
right.
everybody,
yeah.
let's start it early in the day so we can be finished and allow for the time that we need, you know. And then when we're done, you're done.
Right.
Close
if
up.
I can just, I found this really great quote by Carl Jung today.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to read that. Your vision will become clear. Your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakens. And that's
holy,
what we want.
Read that again. That's too cool.
Yeah. Your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakens. That's Carl Jung. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my God. So this is allowing us to do the inner work, to go in and do the inner work on our health, things
right.
that make us healthy or diseased, things that make us happy or depressed. It allows you
right.
to go and seize the day and seize the hour and seize the karma and process it and work it through. It's tools so you can work your stuff through. And I tell everybody, because I was in Mexico, in Guadalajara, every little village, they don't go to medical doctors. They have healers in every little village. And there's at the corner, at the end of the street, is a woman who knows the healing. She knows the herbs. And that we don't have in the United States, but we're going to have it in another 20 years. And it would be wonderful to have the Bach and the SAF, you know, this system, in everybody's home. So that there's
mm-hmm.
someone next door who knows how to do SAF so that when you... or you can be the person for your block so that when the people are suffering greatly, they can come over and do some sessions with you.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say also that you and I are both doing things. What we're both doing is for the next generation. You know, we're passing on this kind of information that I hope it doesn't ever get lost.
I hope it doesn't either. And it's not about money. It's about helping people. It's like
exactly.
you can feel my heart. You can feel Kathy's heart. We're in it to help the people, to pass it to the next generation so that the next generation does not have to suffer like I have had to have, and the people that I know who are on Prozac and who are depressed and got anxiety and they got the cancer and they got the all the diseases and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're trying to get it out there. So help us, guys. Help us get it out there. Help us make it real that this goes into the culture and becomes part of the culture. The SAF is the final system. You can't beat SAF. There's no system on earth that even touches it. This is my experience. You need it's a tool that you use. When it's time to get the job done, you can bring in the SAF and it'll get done. SAF and POC. I like to use them together.
Yeah, right. That's great. Okay, so should we end?
Yeah, we probably should end. Thank you, Don, for letting us go over.
Thank you, Don.
You're wonderful.